Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Dr. Dietrich.
Okay, Mr. Dietrich. Who is it? D-A-N.
I think that's a family name.
It's a Patrick name.
Yeah.
Yeah, my middle name is D, sir.
Oh, okay.
Patrick Nix. That's who, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, would you state your name and agency number again for the record?
Patrick Nix, 290093.
Thank you, Mr. Nix. Your third one, Arizona Board of Executive Committee, for the one allegation on your warrant. And based on the information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August 21st, 2018. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on that, among other things, it states that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. We are saying that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today. And they are, to my left, that is the, on your right, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. The other side of myself, that is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright, and I'm going to serve as your lead panelist from your hearing today. We also have in the room with us today, the Honorable Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer of today. Mr. Nix and Mr. Westby, the both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God and do so far.
Yes.
I do, and at this time, the department requests to make an amendment to page one of the warrant. There was a typo in allegation number one. It states for condition number three, change of place of residence, the date on or about August 10th, 2017. Should be replaced with August 8th, 2017. That is the correct date.
August 8th, 2017. Any objection? Hearing none, so done, sir. Okay, sir. As I indicated, sir, we have one allegation in the warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1302 West Becker Lane, Phoenix, Arizona, on about August 8, 2017, without the proper approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, unless you was in a struggle from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Nix, I move the fine that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir, now we're going into phase two of your hearing. And we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Correction. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, and then we're going to come back and speak with you after we get this background information. Mr. Westby, sir.
On August 7th, 2017, Mr. Nix was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on August 1st, 2018 by Tempe PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on August 1st, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of November 28th, 2018, which reflects 358 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, resisting arrest, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2014, narcotic drug violation, 2.5 years. 2014, resisting arrest, 6 months. This is his second term in DOC. CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 3 with SMI noted, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate with alcohol noted. After his return to DOC, he received disciplinary on September 10th for disobeying verbal written orders. It appears that there were 2 tickets that he received on that same day. Other arrest, 1989, possessed and sale of narcotics, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 1995, armed robbery, Arizona, guilty, under sanction. 1995, aggravated assault, Arizona, guilty under sanction. 2002, ag assault on a peace officer, Arizona, guilty under sanction. 2012, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His committee risk score is a G3 and B4.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, we are back to you, Mr. Nick. Based on information that we see, that when you were released, you were approved to resign as legal assistant in Phoenix, Arizona, 1302 West Becker Lane. How long did you reside there at the Reborn, sir?
Never. I just checked in, and my father passed away and left me a save with money, and I asked my parole officer if I could move out of there because I didn't like the conditions, and he said no, and so I left and got found my own place and never called him. I got employment and was working, and up to that time I was still employed, and I was coming off where I was actually working downtown at the new Madison Street Jail. It's a concrete finisher, so I make pretty good money, and they grabbed me at a Tempe on my way home. So that's about the gist of it. And I got an argument with my parole officer about the living state. I didn't want to stay at the thing because I had the funds to go elsewhere. He wanted me to stay for a while, and I didn't want to do that, sir.
Yeah, I think you explained that quite well, sir. Now, what did you say you were doing when the Tempe Police Department picked you up? What was going on there, sir?
Coming home from work, sir. I just got off work, and I was going to the store, and I was jumping on the light rail in Tempe to go get groceries, and the U.S. Marshals grabbed me. I wasn't really hiding. I didn't pay the parole thing, I guess, and whatnot, and sign in. I wasn't really explaining to him. Like, I thought after 3 months or whatever, I wouldn't have these charges or whatever, and I'd never been on parole before.
No, so they don't ever give up. They keep just looking for you after 3 months or 3 years. They just keep looking until eventually they will find you.
Right, they pulled behind me. I wasn't thinking anything of it. You know, I just thought, I've been out for 3 months, no trouble. I've been out for a year, and I just doing what I was doing, you know, working.
Yes, sir.
So I'm an employer. Yes. So that's what I did. You know, I ran in some money, and, I didn't commit any crimes. I went to work. I started working, you know, and things are different now. You know, I had to change. I mean, I forced to change, basically. You know, I'm almost 50, and that's how it is.
Okay, well,
yes, I have a trade now.
Well, I'm glad you ran into some money. I'm glad you have a trade now. I'm just sorry that you absconded and you just left Reborn without the approval of your parole officer. But otherwise, it seemed to me that everything was going just great for you. So now here we are, and now we're going to get you legal again, so that in the future you can go out and don't have to look behind you and look for them coming to pick you up. But I'm going to share another point. Most of our board members might have some questions for you, sir.
All right.
Don't see any questions from other board members. We are coming to the end of your hearing, sir, but this is your hearing. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Just like to continue working and do all for this, and I have a great job, you know, today or tomorrow, whenever I get out, whenever you guys see fit. And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir. And thank you for being so present and talking with the board this morning, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. It may sound as if we're talking to you, but we're not. We're talking among the three of us for the first time, because we cannot discuss any of these cases behind closed doors. We must do everything in public. The board is now in discussion, so if you remain quiet. This is a very unfortunate, and I guess in a sense fortunate situation, but from a legal standpoint, unfortunate. Because Mr. Nick was not satisfied with what was going on at Reborn, and he and his parole officer didn't agree, and so he admits himself that he just, in my words now, he just walked away and went out and found them to our net, and as much as he came into some money through his family, and so he found the money as well as employment, and so here we are. But this is one board member, and as much as he did respond for 315 days, I just cannot agree to to release him at this time, in as much as he's gonna be on a couple of months at any rate, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members.
Secondly.
That's why I'm gonna offer a motion, and my motion is going to be to revoke the community supervision for Mr. Nick, in as much as he violated terms of this supervision by starting for something on it at 15 days and going out without the approval of his parole officer. And that is my motion to revoke.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, agreed, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. I owe you, you're gonna be out on November 28th of this year, which means that unless something goes wrong, you will not have to worry about no parole officers and no one else, and you can go out and just live that, and continue to live that productive life with an employment and with your residents and everything else. This will end with your luck, sir, and we don't want to see you in orange again, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Please put the CSU back on, sir.